I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is the family meal. This is our opportunity to revel in the gospel, to rejoice, to treasure, to celebrate the fact that we have a mighty rescuer who bowed the heavens and came down. His name is Jesus. He went to the cross to pay for my sins, to pay for your sins, so that we together could enjoy His favor. He delights in us. Our sins are gone. If we've placed our trust in Jesus, if we've cried out to Him for rescue, our sins are no more. They've been dealt with. They are gone. And we can now enjoy communion, fellowship, relationship with the One who loves us that much. We'll serve you bread, juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is in Him, take bread, take juice, reflect on what it cost, what He did for you. Revel in the beauty of the gospel, that He would send His only Son, the Father would send His only Son to die in your place so that you could be welcomed in, forgiven, cleansed, made new, made holy, fit to be in His presence. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks together and take that as the body of believers. Holy, infinite, eternal God, thank You that You bowed the heavens and came down, not veiled in clouds and thick darkness, but in the human flesh of a baby. You came not to trample Your enemies under Your feet, but to be mistreated, be rejected, be humiliated, but be crucified, hanging in the place I deserve between heaven and earth, bearing the wrath of a holy God against my sin. You took my place. All I can say is thank You. We receive a good gift from Your hand. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.